AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. A top White House official made a trip to China to manage growing differences between the two countries. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in China for 3 days of talks in hopes of maintaining communication in a relationship that has broken down during the Biden administration. Ahead of the trip, Sullivan said that likely to be discussed with his Chinese counterparts is overcapacity.
Massive subsidies going into the Chinese electric vehicle industry have eliminated a level playing field. And so part of the economic response the U.S. has taken is responding to that.
The Biden administration has taken a tough line on China, restricting the access of its companies to advanced technology and confronting China as it tries to exert influence over Taiwan and the South China Sea. I'm Donna Warder.
The legal wrangling in Georgia involving the state election board continues. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Georgia's Democratic Party is suing to block two recent rules adopted by the state election board, arguing that the rules could be used by county officials to refuse to certify an election, and that the rules are too broad and violate a state law that makes certification a mandatory duty. The Georgia State Election Board is now dominated by allies of former President Donald Trump. That has alarmed Democrats and voting rights activists, who say a once sleepy board is now a direct tool of Trump. Pro-Trump Republicans argue that the rules just reinforce a county election board's existing duty to thoroughly examine election results. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Asian stocks were mixed today after the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed to an all-time high and big tech companies pulled the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite lower. This is AP News. It was a strong start for seeded American players on the opening day of the U.S. Open in New York yesterday. Graham Agars reports.
Women's defending champion Coco Gauff led the charge, taking just over 1 hour to post an impressive 6-2-6 love victory. The 20-year-old seemingly unaffected by the pressure of her title defense.
Coming in as defending champion is a little bit of pressure, but also more of a privilege because as my new models, like if you defend, that means you won something before. So I'm excited to be back here and hopefully have a good 2 weeks.
Among those joining Gauff in the women's second round, Madison Keys and Taylor Townsend. In men's action, 23-year-old Californian Brandon Nakashima posted a first-day upset over the 15th seed Holger Rune, also enjoying day one success, leading American hopes Taylor Fritz, Ben Shelton, and Francis Tiafoe. I'm Graham Agars.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.